Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Microphone fell out. Give me a minute. Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson. Let's have a prayer as we can continue to consider God's word today in his house. We pray, oh gracious God, how we love your word. It's sweeter than honey to our mouths. Bless us always with your word. Help us now to hear and learn. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear friends, on this day, this rally day for the church, it is my prayer, it's my hope, it's my desire that First Lutheran Church not merely be an average church, that we not merely be an okay church, that we not just be a good church or a very good church. It is my desire, my hope, my prayer that we be a great church. May First Lutheran be great. Join me. May First Lutheran be great, our rally day cry. Say it again. May First Lutheran be great. Now, just what does that mean? What does a great church look like? What's a great Christian look like? Well, Jesus tells us there at the beginning of Matthew 18 what a great Christian, a great church looks like. The disciples are arguing, who's the greatest? And what's Jesus do? Which we've done today too. He brings forth a little child like Abraham, Klaus, Davin. And you want to be great? Be like this little child. So may First Lutheran be a little child. Say that with me. May First Lutheran be a little child. That's greatness in the kingdom. Three simple, straightforward things about being a little child. We want to be a great church, great Christian, be a child. Notice one thing about the child in the text and these dear children too. Notice one thing, the first thing is the child in Matthew 18 is silent. This child is quiet in Matthew 18, doesn't say a word recorded in the Bible. Totally quiet, silent in the presence of Jesus. Whereas the disciples, who are supposed to be the good example, the disciples are talking and talking. Who's the greatest of us? Me, me, me. Spotlight on me. Attention on me. Who's the greatest among us? They're the ones that are talking, and this little child doesn't say a word. Why is that? I suggest this little child is quiet because this little child is listening. Listening to the words of Jesus. All eyes and ears on Jesus. The little child is focused on Jesus. Over here in the corner, no spotlight, no attention until Jesus takes the little child and gives the child some attention. But over in the corner, I don't need the spotlight, I don't need attention. Listening, focused on Jesus. That's greatness. You want to be a great church, a great Christian? Sit quietly in God's house and listen. And learn. Maybe even over in the corner, well, no one will even hardly pay attention to you. Humble. You know, I read a cute little story of a man who asked God, God, how long is a million years to you? And God said, well, to me, a million years is about a minute. And the man said, well, God, how much is $1 million to you? And God said, well, $1 million to me is about a penny. And the man cleverly asked, well, God, can I have a penny? And God said, wait a minute. Kind of like that. We live in a world, we all want to be millionaires in some clever way. God, make me a millionaire. Give me money, 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 stuff, 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 fun, fun, fun. Give it to me all, and I want it all right now. Give it to me. So I can have fun, glory, pleasure, popularity, focus on me, 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 what I want. That's America, that's the world, all about me and all the stuff that I want. And God would say, be humble. He does not promise all the earthly treasure. He would say, wait a minute. But he does give right now. You don't have to wait a minute. He gives right now the heavenly treasure of gospel. He gave it to Abraham, Klaus, and Davin, the wonderful gospel of forgiveness and grace. They got it right now. They didn't have to wait at all. It's right now. They have it. And we have it in our ears. We have it in our mouths soon, right here. You don't have to wait. Greatness is silence. Listening. Loving the Word of God. Focus on Jesus. Attention on Jesus. Eyes and ears on Jesus. Secondly, notice the little child in Matthew 18 submits to Jesus. The little child totally submits to Jesus in faith. Two things. Jesus calls the little child into their midst. It's got to be kind of scary for this little child with all these grown men arguing about who's the greatest. And the little child probably doesn't know a lot of these grown men as far as we know. And Jesus calls a little child. A little child we think is probably maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, somewhere in that range. Maybe a little older, we don't know. And Jesus doesn't have to call twice or 3 times or 4 times because the child's too busy. He calls one time and the child is all ears. And then the text says Jesus puts the child in their midst. Literally, it means Jesus carries the child into their midst and holds the child, kind of like a hug or on his lap. He holds the child, carries the child, and holds it in their midst. And notice, the child doesn't run away. The child doesn't cry, "Mom, Mom, Dad, Dad, this scary man's grabbing me. I don't want to go to Jesus." Jesus doesn't have to give a toy to the child. He doesn't have to give candy to the child. "Come on, I got some Skittles. Come on, little booger. I'll give you something." No enticement. Doesn't have to order the child, "Get over here, kid. I'm God after all." The child totally trusts Jesus and submits quietly. Why is that? Because the child trusts Jesus. The child's been given faith. "I can trust this Jesus. He's the friend of sinners. He loves tax collectors. He loves sinners. He loves everybody. He loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me." So it's all quite simple for the child. That's greatness in the kingdom. "God, use me as you desire. Hold me in your arms. You call and I come immediately. I don't have to wait around. I have no excuses." That's greatness in the kingdom. "Because I believe in you. You have what's best at heart for me. And you'll hold me in my arms and take me to heaven and forgive all my sins." That's greatness. You know, people were asked the question to fill in the blank. Someone should invent. Fill in the blank. Someone should invent what to make. Someone should invent what to make your life better. And people responded with some strange requests. Someone should invent shopping carts with phone chargers. Not a bad idea, maybe. Someone should invent a remote control to find my remote control. Not a bad idea. Someone should invent pants that actually catch fire when you lie. Although my pants would be on fire quite a bit. Someone says this. Someone should invent a phone line to heaven. Someone has invented a phone line to heaven. It's called prayer in the name of Jesus. And someone's invented something better than that. Not just a phone line where God's far away and I can talk to you. But God's provided a way to heaven. And that way is among us. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He's right here among us. The gospel, that's the way. Christ is the way. The cross is the way. The resurrection is the way. Baptism's the way. Communion's the way. It's all right here. It's all quite simple. Keep it simple, First Lutheran. Dig deep, but keep it simple. Jesus is the way. He loves me. I can trust him. I can be in the midst of disciples. I can be in the midst of an evil world. Wherever he wants me and puts me, I'll be there. At work, at play, wherever. For his arms are around me. And then finally, this little child stays there. The little child is silent. The little child submits. The little child is satisfied staying in the arms of Jesus. Do we read anywhere where the child tried to wiggle away from Jesus? "All right, I've been here long enough. I put in my time. Let me wiggle away and go play now." The child doesn't cry. The child doesn't say anything. The child is so content and happy to be in the arms of Jesus, on the lap of Jesus. And that's greatness. I want to be nowhere else but on the lap of my Savior, to be a baptized child like Abraham, Klaus, and Davin, to be in the arms of my Lord, and I'll be there forever, wherever I am in life. I'm in His arms, and no one can snatch me out of His hands. And that's greatness, that kind of faith, and that kind of contentment in the hands of Jesus. Whether I'm rich or poor, sick or healthy, dying or living, I'm in the hands of Jesus. And I'm so happy and content, I'll stay there forever. And that's greatness. You know what the world record is supposedly for hugging people? A man in Ohio supposedly in one day hugged 7,777 people. That comes out to about 5 or 6 a minute. Wow! That's not the world record. We have someone who hugs billions and billions of people every day. He has for 2,000 years. He hugs you and I. He hugs the dear children baptized. He put His arms around them and said, "You're mine now." His name is Jesus. And you're baptized, you believe He hugs you. You're on His lap. Don't run away. Don't run from Sunday school, Bible class, church. Don't have other things to do this fall. Stay there. Stay in the church. Hear the Word. Bring your kids to Sunday school. Come to Bible class. Come to worship. Come often. Stay on the lap of Jesus. Stay in the arms of Jesus. Here He grabs you, says, "I love you, I forgive you. You're mine forever. So fear nothing in life, because I am yours, and you are mine." And notice one last thing. Jesus doesn't ask the little boy any questions. "Well, little boy, have you been good today? Have you obeyed mommy and daddy? Have you brushed your teeth? Have you cleaned your room?" No conditions. He just loves the little boy. No conditions for Abraham, Klaus, and Davin, and you and I. He loves us as sinful as we are. "I love you. Come and receive forgiveness." May First Lutheran be great. May First Lutheran be a little child. Be silent and listen. Submit and have faith. And stay in the arms of Jesus forever. That's greatness. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.